This is Ozarks at Large. The COVID-19 pandemic was declared just as the city of Eureka Springs was preparing for a new tourist season, the town's bread and butter. Despite a mask mandate issued in July, a citywide temporary ban on all public events in Eureka ordered by the city's mayor through the end of the year, myriad restaurant and bar restrictions, tourists are flocking to town. But just how to continue to operate the city during what's expected to be a prolonged pandemic? That's a top campaign issue for six determined Eurekans running for city council. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Eureka Springs City Council incumbent Melissa Green, Ward 2, Position 1, is choosing to run again for city council, she says, in order to keep citizens and guests safe while keeping the town's economy strong.
We've had an influx of young people, hoping to get them involved in our commissions and eventually in our city council and city government. I want to work on ecotourism.
Green operates a lodging business, so relies on tourism for her livelihood.
I want to work on, you know, bridging the gaps between some of our factions here.
Factions, meaning those in Eureka, population 2,000, who support strict pandemic mandates, and those who prefer to ease back to generate more business dollars.
The mayor put a moratorium on events, and I 100% am behind him. Events that bring people, crowded conditions, shoulder to shoulder.
When a global pandemic was declared in March, Eureka's revenue began to steeply decline, according to financial records. City departments are asked by the mayor to make cuts, Green says, without impacting residential services. By early summer, as more tourists decided to travel to Eureka seeking a break from home isolation, sales tax collections began to creep back up. In reaction, city officials urged businesses to comply with strict mask and physical distancing rules. Green worries overcrowding Eureka Springs with tourists this fall could cause a viral hotspot, threatening the town's reputation.
Why not ear on being safe and going slow?
Mike Seals, currently board president of the local Chamber of Commerce and interim director, aims to unseat Melissa Green. The former J.B. Hunt logistics manager has launched multiple startups and presently operates CBI Team, a private business sales consultant firm. He ran for mayor in Eureka but lost in 2018 to Butch Berry.
Serving on the city council would benefit my role and participation in the Chamber of Commerce.
Seals, who lives in the downtown district, says Eureka is adapting to what he calls the new normal.
Most businesses have done very well, and overall, we had one of the better tourism summers that we've had in a long time. In fact, people are reporting numbers above 2019.
Seals, who serves on the mayor's reopening task force, says Mayor Berry has mostly made right decisions.
The shutting down of permits for parades and for events in town, you know, I think that's what he had to do. But at the same time, again, we've had a lot of people come anyway because they love to be here anyway. And then we've had a lot of first-timers.
As a tourist for 30 years and a resident for 7 years, Seal says, he plans to represent both sides of the equation.
I'm Laura Jo Smoley. I'm running for Ward 1, Seat 2.
Longtime resident Laura Jo Smoley worked at City Hall for 3 years as development coordinator and transit director, owned businesses downtown, served on the Chamber of Commerce Board, and is current chair of the Eureka Springs Planning Commission. She's a disabled U.S. Army veteran. If elected, Smoley will focus on the city's master plan, especially green spaces and residential districts.
We still have roads that are unpaved. We need to provide for young families for sidewalks, bike lanes, things like that. And by building our landscape as a city, it's going to be more inviting for people, especially young families, to move into town permanently.
Smoley says new and existing residents seeking to improve their properties, which is trending right now, need to be more efficiently accommodated by the city, showing her campaign card.
It says, residents and communities build better cities.
Smoley's opponent, Susan Harmon's, completing her first term on city council, a position she hopes to maintain. She operates a bed and breakfast in Eureka, which she says is doing well despite public events shut down by the mayor.
You know, more than likely, probably 99% of us are not likely to get deathly ill from the virus. So at this point, if I was empty, maybe I would say, you know, we have to have the events in order for me to be able to still make a living. But at this point, it's been fantastic.
Harmon says if reelected, she plans to focus on generating more business for her constituents next season while seeking more council involvement in what she describes as top-down pandemic policymaking.
You know, a lot of times we aren't in control of the things that are brought up to city council. They are based on decisions that are made in the mayor's office. So financial responsibility, making sure this town is running the way it should be, would be one of my top things. And then just being fair to the residents and understanding what their needs are.
Bill Ott challenging incumbent Bob Thomas for Ward 2, position 2. He served one term on city council in the early 2000s.
What I do for a living at this moment is I am the director of marketing communications for the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa and the 1905 Basin Park Hotel. But on October 10th, I turn 70. On November 1st, I become retired. So I will have plenty of time to devote as a member of the city council.
He says temporary bans on public events in Eureka are reasonable within limits.
Taking it up to the end of the year might be a good idea. Beyond that, I think we all need to make sure that we don't go too far in the future because we may get ahead of our skis. I just want to make sure that we make decisions with current information, with current conditions, and then make those decisions accordingly.
Bob Thomas is running against Bill Ott. He's a retired educator and administrator. He's served on city council for 6 years. Thomas is campaigning on budget transparency and accommodating new residents relocating to Eureka Springs, part of the nation's new remote workforce.
Realtors tell me that homes in the area, especially higher-end homes, are really selling, and that is because of the work-from-home movement that's taking place nationwide. So, you know, we want to maintain the attractiveness of our community for those people, and those people are looking for quality of life.
And when it comes to undeclared political factions in town, which no one agreed to address directly?
You know, there was a farmer, and he had a goose, and it laid a golden egg. And so, you know, every day he got the egg, and he had money to live on and money to, you know, run his farm and stuff. But his wife wasn't happy. This sexist, but it's an old story. You know, his wife, she wanted more and she wanted more. And she said, let's kill that goose and get everything inside of it, you know. And so she finally convinced her husband to do that. And of course, they killed the goose. And that was the end of the golden eggs. Eureka Springs right now is our goose. You know, every morning we wake up and we get a golden egg. The tourists are here. The natural resources are here. The people are happy and healthy, but we have this little group of businessmen who are determined to say more, 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 more.
We queried two stakeholders to comment. One is Hotelier and Main Street Eureka Board Chair Jack Moyer. He declined to be interviewed. James DeVito, however, agreed to talk.
I am very encouraged that there are a number of people running and that the seats are contested, and that is how it should be, that people have a choice to make as to who they want to represent themselves.
DeVito is a longtime downtown restaurant owner, five-term city council member, and fifth-term city advertising and promotion commissioner.
I think it's playing out here in town where some people put the economy above people's health, and I think that's also occurring on a national level. Unfortunately, the people that want the economy above health may not make the connection that until we have a healthy population, we will not have a healthy economy.
DeVito says he's against any expenditure of advertising dollars that promote crowding in Eureka at this juncture, but he does support promoting Eureka as a safe tourist destination. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.